So Oprah Winfrey once said, when someone shows you themselves, believe them. So whether it's an action, a betrayal, a lie, whatever that they do, it's a reflection of their character.
This year or last year, I've been just like one after the other, my friends were like disappearing. So I have this guy that he was like basically a brother to me. And one day he just showed up. He got into this relationship and then he came to me and he said, "Look, we cannot be friends anymore." And I hoped that he would completely like be honest, you know, because I know, this, because I've seen the background situation and I know it's about the relationship. And but what broke my heart is the lies. Like to tell me, "Oh, we cannot be friends because of," and I'm not going to say what she said because it's completely ridiculous.
Well,
You
it's
know?
whatever.
And my problem or my question is, why does it feel that people are not honest these days, especially friends? It feels like everyone is greedy and everyone is trying to take something, out of you. And when they can't, they just move on, which we analyzed the other day was the case. So what do you
Well,
have to say about that?
I would say that's not a real friend. That is, I don't want to call it like a vampire or vulture. But there's a difference between colleagues that are there for value from you versus friends that actually care about you, respect you, and appreciate you. Those feel different, you know? So no relationship would be able to sweep that foundation. And they would be able to be honest with you. And if they're even scared to tell you the truth, they would give you time or, sometimes the truth can also destroy. Sometimes you do need to be silent in those moments, to protect something. So, but to lie takes it to a different level. So that says that they don't respect you. That says that they don't value the friendship enough, or that they feel like whatever they're going to say is going to break the fantasy or whatever connection that you guys have between each other. And if that's what they esteem your relationship, then that says a lot. So for me, it just says that that's not a real friend, or that they didn't feel like it's a real friendship, or it's that it's so fragile that they don't want to test
I see.
the t to test it, basically. So that's what I would say. It's not a real friend.
So Oprah Winfrey once said, when someone shows you themselves, believe them.
So whether it's an action, a betrayal, a lie, whatever that they do, it's a reflection of their character. So if they lie to you, see them for what that is. If they betray you, don't go analyze why or whatever. Like, there's a reason why this is. And you cannot change them. You can't fix them. And it's up to you to say, do I accept this? And you accept the love you think you deserve. You accept the friendships that you think you deserve. You accept the treatment that you think you deserve. So it becomes up to you. So first, it's like when they show themselves, see it for what it is. Don't try to make an illusion like, no, that's my brother for 10 years. No, he lied to you. No, he cheated you. No, he whatever, betrayed you. And then the second part is, do you accept that? And if you don't, then what do you do about it? So what do I really want and what is the next best move? So usually in my style of friendship, I like to fix things. I like to talk face to face because in this, you can clear the air. You can really filter, reset, replug the relationship and establish a new level of authenticity, of accountability, of honesty. And if you're able to have that, then you can build. But if you're not and they're slippery, then it's not worth, wasting any more time. And so I just got really good at just like, okay. And as Ariana says, thank you. Next. Thank you for showing me yourself. I'm not wasting my time.
Interesting. So, where does forgiveness fit into this narrative? Do you forgive, not forgive? How do you navigate? Because I personally really struggle. Because now, when I think about all these friends that let me down, I feel like I don't have the capacity to forgive them. I mean, I can say, yeah, okay, we can shake hands, but they would never get back to the place in my heart where they used to be. You know what I'm trying to say? Like,
I
how do
understand.
you navigate this fine line between moving on and forgiveness?
So for me, I feel like forgiveness is actually more for you than it is about them.
Word.
They didn't care. If they cared, then it would matter for them. So for you, forgiveness is better for you because it will help heal you. It will end that chapter of pain, of focus, and of giving someone or something real estate in your head that doesn't deserve that space. Secondly, forgiveness is also about like letting go It's not always necessarily like saying like, oh, let's get back and become best friends again. No, it's letting go of the pain. It's letting go of like running over those thoughts in your head and instead giving you that freedom to allow this new space to be filled with light or love or passion, something that's constructive for you. So I think forgiveness is an absolute necessity, but not more for them, more for you.
So how do you manage to meet up with these people that you care about? Because now I speak for myself at my age. Most of the friends I know, you know, they're married, they have kids. It's a nightmare to meet up with these people. Mm-hmm. And we established, you know, personally, like we did this, we call it the mastermind group. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's this four or five of us. And we try to meet like once a month, but it's not easy. So do you have any tips or strategies?
It's being intentional, like following up with the people that you really want to, and also finding common interest. So if you understand that they have families and stuff, that means their lifestyle is completely different. And you're going to have to tango and just adjust yourself into this new reality. So, and care about the things that they care about. So if they have a new family, that means their kid is their biggest priority. So be that uncle, show up and be a part of their new chapter in life if you really are their friend and you want to grow with them. So I would say like that, like that's one of the biggest things. And being consistent. So like having something regular. So like even us, sometimes we have our business meetings and you know how much I'm working and you stepped up and you helped me out and my business. And this became like quality time, but also productive time. And it's constructive. It's something we look back and we'll later on in life just smile upon, you know. So being intentional, understanding the realities that your friends are in and showing up in those spaces so that you guys can grow together. Because you evolve in life.
Love it.
Evolve together.
Because I'm asking this, and I see that the topic of our conversation went, you know, orbit around friendship. Because I believe that without the friends, and again, maybe I speak, but I think it's the same. Without the friends we've been able to meet and make here in Poland, they made our life way, way easier. Because I personally felt, you know, accepted in this Polish community, you know, if I may. And I think without certain people, I don't think we'd have been the same experience. So I believe that the advice that I would give, you know, to people who want to come to Poland or, you know, make a living in Poland is come with a open mind and open heart and just, you know, feel the experience, live the experience. And I think that's what made our lives easier here because they're like, drinking vodka. Yeah, let's go. We're doing shots. Let's go.
And now I'm like, no.
And I think these little things, you know, I speak for me because that's, I saw the biggest changes in my life when I really started to adapt to this, you know, to the culture and just go with the flow.
So that's actually a very important topic what you're talking about right now, because actually me and my assistant were talking about this the other day. Like some people are like, oh, all we need is love in the world. And she was like, no, I don't agree with that. And I loved what she said because it was super smart and brilliant. And she was like, no, what the world needs is respect, because like not everybody has the capacity to love, you know, beyond themselves or whatever. But respect is like a step back in terms of like the level of effort, and it's acceptance, it's tolerance, it's another layer that's less intensive than love. You can't expect everyone to love. Look at all these divorces and relationships and friendships that are breaking up. Respect is a tier and a level down that everyone can live with, you know? So, and I thought that was quite powerful. And that's a revelation that I think that would work everywhere in the world, especially now what's going on in the political climate in Poland. We took in a lot of Ukrainians. There's a lot of different foreigners.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it might be uncomfortable sometimes for them to have people in their space, in their house, as you said. But respect, because there was points in history that you also needed to be accepted in other houses or, you know, needed support. So it's hard. It's hard when these hard times come up. But the biggest thing that we have is each other. And in order to live with each other, we have to respect each other. And then it's going to be easier to live together.